All of us in the intelligence community are very much aware that the recent unauthorized disclosures have raised serious concerns that you alluded to, both here in Congress and across the nation, about our intelligence activities. We know the public wants to understand how its intelligence community uses its special tools and authorities and to judge whether we can be trusted to use them appropriately. We believe we have been lawful and that the rigorous oversight we've operated under has been effective. So we welcome this opportunity to make our case to the public. So I'll repeat. We do not spy on anyone except for valid foreign intelligence purposes, and we only work within the law. Now, to be sure, on occasion, we've made mistakes, some quite significant. But these are usually caused by human error or technical problems. And whenever we found mistakes, we've reported, addressed, and corrected them. There's no way to erase or make up for the damage that we know has already been done, and we anticipate even more as we continue our assessment and as more revelations are made. We only spy for valid foreign intelligence purposes as authorized by law with multiple layers of oversight to ensure we don't abuse our authorities.
And why would that be important for policymakers to know what the intentions of foreign leaders might or might not be?
Well, for one, to determine if what they're saying gels with what's actually going on, it's invaluable to us to know where countries are coming from, what their policies are, how that would impact us across a whole range of issues.
Is this something new and different that the Intelligence Committee might try to target foreign leaders' intentions?
It's one of the first things I learned in Intel school in 1963. Leadership intentions, in whatever form that's expressed, is kind of a basic tenet of what we are to collect and analyze.